Hello, my name is John Bayliss, and welcome to this broadcast of Miracle Hour. To all those who are listening, we are so glad that you've joined us. I'd like to open in prayer. Pray, Lord, that you'll grant to your servant that with all boldness I may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you use your servant for this day, for your glory, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, right, we look at the Word of God again today. We read the Bible. We see what God's nature and what God's heart is like. We see that he is a God who stretches out his hand in love and compassion, not punishment. In Psalm 117, verse 2, it says, "For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth and the love endures forever." I'll read that again. "For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever." See, we see that the God of the Bible is merciful and kind towards us, and he is a truthful God, and his truthfulness is everlasting. He cannot lie. The Bible is true. Now, what's God's purpose for you? The Bible says God's purpose for you is peace and life. See, friends, God loves you and wants you to experience peace and life. Abundant and eternal means filled full with peace and life here and eternally. The Bible says in Romans 5:1, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And in John 10:10 it says, Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." We see here, filled full with peace and life. Why is this not happening? Well, it's our problem, you see. It's separation from God if we haven't got this peace and the filled life. See, God created us in his own image to have abundant or full life. God gave us a free will and freedom of choice to love and obey him. We choose to disobey God and go our own way. We still make this choice today. This results in separation from God. Because the Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, our choice results in separation from God. What's God's remedy? Or which is the way that God fixes this problem? It's the cross. You see, Jesus Christ is the only answer to this problem, the problem of separation from God. You see, he died on the cross and rose from the grave, paying the punishment for our sins and sickness, and bridging the gap, or making a way between God and people. That means men and women. We see that the Bible says in 1 Timothy 2:5, God is on one side and all the people on the other side. And Christ Jesus, himself man, is between them to bring them together. See, not only was Jesus the Son of Man, he's also the Son of God. So he's the only one that could do this. We see in Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." See, loved ones, God has provided the only way. We must make the choice. It's good news, friends. And our response? Receive Christ. The Bible says in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me." It's talking about opening up our hearts to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And in John 1:12, "That as many as received him," received Jesus, "to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name." This is the best news mankind ever heard, friends. See, in Romans 10:9, it says it. "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." But there is a free gift being offered here today, friends. See, are you in sin, rebellion, and separation from God? Or do you want peace, forgiveness, and eternal life? You see, is there any good reason why you cannot receive Jesus Christ right now? How do you receive Christ? 1, admit your need. I'm a sinner. 2, be willing to turn from your sins. That's the meaning of repent, means turn. 3, believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and rose from the grave. And the 4th, through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come in and control your life through the Holy Spirit. Means receiving him as Lord and Savior. What to pray? You just follow me in a prayer. I'll just follow me in a prayer now. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins and sickness. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. You see, God's assurance, his guarantee, is in his word. If you prayed this prayer, the Bible says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. If you call upon the name of the Lord, then you're saved. We see in Titus 3:5, it said, "It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." See, we can't work for the salvation. It's a free gift. It's given to us. I'd like to carry on and say this, that this is the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. To get closer to God, 1, read your Bible every day, if possible, to know Christ better. 2, talk to God in prayer every day. 3, tell others about Christ. 4, worship, fellowship, and serve others, Christians, in a church where Christ is preached. And the last one, as a Christian, show your new life for the love and concern for others in this needy world. Now it gets to this particular part of the program where I'm going to be starting to pray for the sick very shortly. So I say, have an expectancy to be touched by the Holy Spirit tonight. See, in Acts 10:38, it says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." We see it's the devil that causes all the sickness and oppression. And it was the anointing of the Holy Spirit that healed all who were sick and oppressed. You see, the message is very clear. there is a very good God and a very bad devil. Isaiah 10:27 says, "It shall come to pass that the burden will be removed and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing." We see the anointing there again, or the power of God. You see, it's the anointing or the power of the Holy Spirit that removes the burden on men and women. Burden is a load that is difficult to carry. A burden can be oppressive. It can be sorrow. It can be strain or stress, trouble, worry. But because of the anointing, because of the power of the Holy Spirit, the Bible promises it will be removed. It talks about the yoke. Yoke will be destroyed. A yoke is something that is shackled to you, like sickness, or sin, or fear. We know that fear brings torment. A yoke can be suicide or drugs. But the Bible again promises the anointing of the Holy Spirit destroys. And that word destroy means, it means wiped out, it means demolished, just finished. If you are in captivity to any of this, then the Holy Spirit will destroy it today. I'd like to give a testimony. Over the years, I have seen thousands of people healed. This testimony was just given, I'm reading it right now in front of me. It was given to me just a few days ago. And this boy had been prayed for. I'd prayed for this boy just on 8 weeks previous. Now, this boy was born deaf and dumb. And he was about 18 years of age when he came to this meeting. And I'll read what it says. It says, Did you remember Dennis? He was a mute and deaf and was healed during the healing crusade in our church. He is now attending our church service every Sunday and every Wednesday for the prayer meeting. You see, friends, he can now hear and speak. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the anointing. It's the power of God. I've seen many people that have been deaf and dumb. The Holy Spirit's healed them. We'll carry on. And I'll say that you have an expectancy tonight to be healed by the power of God. We see in the Bible in 1 John 3:8, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he, Jesus, might destroy the works of the devil." We see the devil's works, those that are in captivity to sickness and sin. And in Luke 4:41, "And demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, 'You are the Christ, the Son of God.' And he, Jesus, rebuking them, did not allow them to speak, for they," the demons, "knew that he was the Christ." You see, we see the power and the anointing as Jesus casts out demons and rebukes demons of sickness. And Jesus told his disciples and the believers who are filled with the Holy Spirit to do the same. Acts 1:8, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me." And Zechariah 4:6, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. You will succeed because of my Spirit." We see in Mark 16:17, "And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons and announce that God is ready to give blessings to all who come to him." Well, friends, I'm a believer. I'm full of the Holy Spirit. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We see in Luke 10 verse 9, Jesus gave us a command. This is what he says. The command is this: "And heal the sick who are there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick. I pray, O Lord, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. I'm going to start to pray for the sick now. So whatever problem you have, whatever sickness it is, you place your hand on that part of your body that's sick or it's infirmed or that you're having a problem with. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for the brokenhearted, I rebuke you. I command you to release them and set them free. I command you, grief, loose them now. Be healed and made whole. To those in pain and spirit of infirmity, I rebuke you. I command you to loose and set the captives free. I command you be healed and made whole. There's a person there with swollen feet. You're being healed right now. The pain's left. And there's another person there. You've got head pain. You're being healed right now. And to cancers and tumors, I curse you at the roots. I command you to shrivel and die, and I rebuke you in Jesus Christ's name. Be healed and made whole. The pain is leaving now. Some people, the pain is leaving right now. There is heat on the people. You can feel the heat coming right now. It's the Holy Spirit right now. It's touching you. Holy Spirit, I just loose your healing power. The sore eyes that are being healed right now. Those that are oppressed, I rebuke you and I command you to release and set them free. I command soundness, perfect soundness upon your people, Lord, I pray. All be healed and made whole. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. I command soundness, perfect soundness to each and every one in your mighty name, Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, amen and amen. I'd just like you right now that those who know they've been touched, that you test yourself to see if there's an improvement. See, the Bible says you shall get well or you shall recover. Some people are healed instantly. Some people it takes time. But the Bible promises it. You shall recover or you shall get well. To make sure that your healing stays, make sure you are living in right relationship with God and each other. You see, in the Bible it says, if we are to receive and retain anything which God has given us, then we must forgive as God forgives us. You must forgive your enemies. You mustn't hold grudges. It says, in maintaining a right relationship with each other, we must live in peace. We must not be quarrelsome. We must not have any fighting or arguing. When that happens, the peace of God leaves. So if you've made a commitment to the Lord Jesus today, or you've been touched and healed, we would love to hear from you. So if you just get in touch with the radio station, we'd love to hear from you. So my parting prayer is this. May the love and favor of the Lord Jesus Christ rest upon you. Amen.
Away. Listen to the cry, listen to the cry of your children. Oh my God, look down upon us with your love. Here we are all together and we worship and we say that we love you. Our Redeemer, the Father and the Son and the comfort of the Holy Ghost, the Father and the Son and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Tariki fakarong o mai, fakarong o mai ra kiamato. E tariki titiro mai, titiro mai ra kiamato. Tene mato o tamariki. E fakapono anamato kia kwe. Awe, awe. Te matua te tamaiti, wairua tapue. Hallelujah.
Barney Low. What have I ever done to deserve even one of the treasures I know? Johnny Low. Show.